Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Amaya, my name is Jenny, and this call may be monitored or recorded. I'm calling from Citibank, and I need some help. A customer is saying that transactions from your company are fraudulent. I believe that they're not, and they're just claiming that fraud. I do have a card number and a customer's name. If you can please help me to verify this is a valid charge, please.
Okay. Do you by chance have the zip code?
Unfortunately, I cannot give you the zip code because it's a fraud investigation, but the customer has a very unique name. I don't think anybody else has this name, honestly.
Okay, go ahead with the name.
Okay, so the first name is Sadarathy. Sadarathy, sorry. It's a S-O-D-A-R-I-T-H. Last name is Pay, P-A-Y.
Oh, yep.
I'm sorry?
I see, yeah, I see an account for them. Do you by chance so you can't give the address because of the investigation?
Right. I mean, I can confirm the address if you say it. I don't think anybody else has this name, honestly. The card that was used was 5009. Is that what you show for the credit card charge?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I'm showing that the first charge happened on July 20th, 2021, for $6.70.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any other charges that were for another promotion the same day that was given to the customer? Because I have a whole bunch of charges they're saying is fraudulent from your company, and I don't think they're all fraud.
Okay. So they're not fraudulent, of course, because I'm showing here that the customer opted in to get a free oximeter, pulse oximeter. However, as a part of getting that free oximeter, if they did not decline the membership for the company that provided them with the oximeter, which is topconsumersdeals.com, then they are enrolled into the monthly membership where they are granted access to their website as well as provided with different gifts and gadgets throughout the month. Of course, they are charged that monthly maintenance fee of $49.97, but it does give them a chance at the point of sale to decline that membership as well as 24 to 48 hours because I see that they started it on the 20th.
They started being charged
on the 24th. Yeah, because let me check and see if they ever called in to cancel. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay.
I am looking at the account. I don't see any contact history other than when they created the account. Now, of course, if they give us a call back, I'm not sure. I'm almost certain that they would not give them all of the funds back because again, it is a monthly subscription.
Well, I'm not worried about that. I just want to make sure that she's not frauded. Can you verify the number part of the address, like not the street name, just the numbers?
11561.
Perfect. So that's a match. Okay. So Are they only charged the $49.97, or is there another charge? Because at the same day, I see a lot of other stuff going on. I just want to make sure I'm covering my bases.
Yeah, that's the only thing they were charged for us on the 20th. Now, yeah, on 7/20, that's the only thing that they were charged was the $6.70. And then on 7/24 was the $49.97. Then they weren't charged again until August the 24th, correct. So they were only charged every month as explained within our terms and conditions.
So let me ask you, is there a charge on August 26th for $6.95 for something as well? I just want to make sure that's not your...
You said August 26th?
August 26th is a $6.95 charge. And they were only charged... That was a $59.95.
No, okay, ma'am. So they were only charged on 8/24.
Okay, perfect. That's what I needed to know. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and we definitely want to thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You as well. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.